It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone.
Welcome back to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Cadell. 801-839-4939 is our number. Also online at retirerichtoday.com. Can you believe it's been 55 years since Tom Jones recorded that song, It's Not Unusual. It was his first hit, became his signature song. And here's a little fun fact for you. The young man playing piano with him on the song was named Reginald Dwight, but you may know him better as Elton John.
Did not know that.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's a pretty big name change. Yes, I know. I'm full of fun facts today. We started with Slinkies, and now we're talking music trivia.
Reginald Dwight. I can see why he changed his name.
I know, poor guy. Elton John sounds way cooler. But
that is much better.
We're glad that, you know, he did it and that he's given us all the incredible music that he has over the years. But now it's time for you guys to answer a little trivia for us in the way of finances, that is. So you remember your first real job, the excitement you felt when you brought home that first paycheck, or maybe did it go a little something like this?
Look, my first paycheck! Look at the window, there's my name! I earned this. I wiped tables for it, I steamed milk for it, and it was totally not worth it. Who's FICA? Why is he getting all my money?
This is a very valid question that a lot of people may still be scratching their heads over, despite how many years you've worked, despite how long you've been getting a paycheck and giving it over to FICA. Who is this FICA guy? Can you explain? FICA stands for Federal, what does it stand for?
Forced Income Tax Evasion.
That sounds right.
I don't know what it is.
Okay, so the taxes that are taken out of our paycheck for Social Security and Medicare. Apparently, FICA has friends, all of whom want to share in our money. Is this something that we can at least look forward to getting a break from when we get to the retirement phase?
Yes. When you retire, you finally stop paying FICA.
Okay, good. Well, that's good
news. That's one benefit of finally retiring, because all those years you're paying into Social Security, and that's what FICA is part of. So you're paying into the Social Security system. When you retire, you start taking money out of the Social Security system. You now become a recipient rather than a payor. Mm-hmm. So there's some good news there, because your taxes drop. You're no longer paying that FICA portion. Unfortunately, what a lot of people
don't
realize.
I knew you were going to say that. I was waiting for that word to come up.
There's always a catch with taxes.
There's always a thought, yeah, with taxes.
Okay.
The government, for some people, will start taxing Social Security on the back end when you start receiving it. So I don't think it's fair that they tax Social Security, but apparently they have a different opinion. So a portion of that could become taxable as you're taking it out and receiving the income. Fortunately, there are ways to reduce that, the tax burden on your Social Security income. So we help people do that and calculate if there's a way to shift some of your assets around to reduce the taxes on Social Security.
When it comes to taxes in retirement, do you have experience working with clients where there was surprises, or they were unaware of how the tax payments were going to lay out in their retirement years? And what do you do to help them work through those complications?
I just got an email this week from a gentleman I've known for decades, and that's what he said. He said, I wasn't prepared when I started taking my retirement for all the taxes that I have to pay on my retirement income right now. So I need some help in planning how we can reduce the tax burden. So we're going to sit down with him and come up with a game plan, and that's what we do. Meet with him and talk to a CPA, see what's, first of all, causing the tax burden and tax problem,
right?
And then come up with a strategy to reduce those taxes. We've done that for a number of our clients over the years.
Yeah, it happens with a lot of people that we meet. People, when they're planning for their retirement, they just see their lump sum nest egg and they say, that's how much money I have.
Right.
But they don't think about, oh, well, I still have this expense and this expense. And that does affect how much your monthly income is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's not how much you earn. It's your net income. It's all about income once you retire. It's about cash flow and income. We need to increase that to the highest possible amount.
Yeah. So when we meet with you, we set that out for you black and white. So that way it's not going to be a surprise when you do retire. So that way you know about it and it is already planned for. So that way it'll be a shock. It's always a shock seeing how much taxes take out.
I'm sure.
But you can sit more comfortably knowing that that's part of the plan and that we are ready for that.
I think it's really hard for retirees, because as an employee, the government's just automatically deducting money out of your check every single week or every other week. when you retire, there's no one deducting money out of your check. For the most part, you're going to have to pay an estimated tax every quarter. And that's a real surprise to people to finally figure out, boy, I really pay a lot in taxes.
Yeah.
When you're working, you don't realize just how much you're paying. I wonder how many of us would voluntarily write a check every quarter. I think that's to the government. I think that's why they deducted it from our paycheck.
Yeah. There is obviously a lot to consider and a lot that you might be unaware of. And as Clint was just saying a minute ago, the idea of that black and white, putting it down on paper, that's part of that plan that you were able to get down on paper when folks come to you and say, all right, this is what I have, but I need to know where I'm going to be, right?
Yes, having it in black and white written down, as Clint mentioned, is very helpful. And what we do when we meet with someone, we'll show them what their income potential, if they haven't retired yet, what it'll be at age 62, their full retirement age, which is normally 66, 67, and then at age 70, if they wanted to delay their Social Security income, what their cash flow is going to look like at different ages. Then they can determine, well, gee, I can afford to retire now. Yeah. Or maybe I'll have to wait until 66, 67 to retire. So we kind of put everything together in a nice package game plan, black and white, so they can see it and make it an informed decision.
Get perspective by getting that plan. And Mark and Clint are here to help you get started on that. 801-839-4939. Okay, so we're talking about FICA, the tax that funds Social Security. I know that Social Security limits the amount of monthly benefits that you can collect regardless of what your salary was. But I heard that there's going to be a higher limit next year. Is that true? And if so, how can we make sure that we don't miss out on any benefits that we're entitled to?
Yes, it is going up next year, which is very fortunate for those that are in the higher income brackets. It's going from up about $150 a month, which is almost about $1,800 a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge benefit for certain individuals that are in the higher income tax bracket. Now, there's an unfortunate thing as well.
There's always an unfortunate situation, isn't there?
Under the taxes, always. They're going to raise the amount of your income that can be taxable because you're going to be putting more into the system. Based upon your income amounts and levels. But the good news is you're going to be able to take out more on the back end when you start withdrawing Social Security.
Okay, so, but is there a way that you can help us balance these things out? I mean, like this is a prime example of the importance of working with somebody like you, a fiduciary. You can show us these things that are changing or happening and how it might affect us, but also how to make a balancing act happen within our numbers and accounts, right?
Yes, We can help people maximize their Social Security income and cash flow to make sure they get every dollar that they're entitled to, whether or not they should file against their own Social Security earnings or on their spouse's Social Security earnings. A lot of people don't realize that they can do that. So there's a number of things that come into play when you get ready to retire, and all those things need to be coordinated so that you get the maximum cash flow possible when you retire from your pensions, from your IRAs, from your 401k, and from your Social Security income.
Obviously, a lot to think about. And Mark and Clint Cadell, they are here to help uncomplicate what is complicated about figuring out your future. And in case you're new to the show, Retire Rich Today, maybe you didn't know that we have a family affair happening here. Mark and Clint Cadell, father-son team. So in the way of family themes, in The Godfather, the Corleone family showed us their version of how business works.
Someday. And that day may never come. I'll call upon you to do a service for me.
It's not personal, Sonny. It's strictly business.
Okay, so their family works a little bit different
come on,
than yours,
Sonny.
The Cadell family. Obviously.
Get that voice down.
Yeah, right. That's actually a pretty good Brando right there. I'm impressed. Some of the ways their family business operated, that was a little bit disturbing and I'm sure different than the Cadells and most people listening
know.
To Kipling.
It's pretty close.
Okay. Kiplinger says there are also some disturbing facts that small business owners face when they're approaching retirement. Have you seen some of your clients run into these obstacles? If so, how do you help them through those challenges?
Yeah, it's a challenge for people when they own a business. Often they will inflate, in their mind at least, the real value of the business. I used to be a business broker many decades ago, and so I'm very familiar with how to appraise businesses, how to value them, and also how to sell them and transition from one person to another person and what the businesses are actually worth. And there's a number of good business brokers throughout the nation that you can contact to try to figure out what your business is worth, how you can sell it, or maybe you want to gift it away. There's a lot of things you can do with a business when you own that. There's also lots of different tax deductions that you can take. So as a business owner, they have a whole different perspective on things, and we kind of have an insight on how to set those accounts up to make certain that they can maximize not only their business, but also when they sell that business, maximize that asset so it'll provide income to them for to last a lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of business, recently we met with a man who wants to set up his own retirement account because he spent most of his life building up his business. Mm-hmm. But now, as he's getting closer to that retirement, he's looking to sell off that business. He also wants to set up retirement accounts for his employees. And that's something that we can do as well in advising how to set up a 401k for your company, or if it needs to be a SEP. It just, there's all the different options for him. So it's really nice that not only small business owners planning for their own retirement, they're looking forward and helping out their employees and planning for their retirement as well.
Mark and Clint, they are here to help you get these things in order so that you can rest easier about your financial plan and your future ahead. And something else we were just talking about a minute ago, speaking of FICA and Social Security, it's also important for you to remember that tax moves that affect your retirement accounts, those need to be done before January 1st. A lot of us think we have until April, but that's not the case. We're quickly approaching the end of 2019. But Mark and Clint, they still have some space left on their 2019 calendar, and they're holding those spots for you. The first 10 callers today, 801-839-4939. Call to set up your time to meet with the Cadells one-on-one to chat about your financial goals so they can get to work developing a custom plan specific to you. Call in to set your appointment before the end of the year and get your copy of Mark's book, all complimentary to you listening to the radio right now. 801-839-4939.
Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you seem better days, the morning after blue. My head down to my shoes.
Welcome back to Retire Rich Today with Mark and Clint Goodell. 801-839-4939 is our number. If you have a question for Mark or Clint, call us up. We're happy to answer. 801-839-4939. We're also online at retirerichtoday.com. But we have to wish a happy 81st birthday to this guy, Gordon Lightfoot. Who got
Happy birthday.
He got the idea for this song actually from a road sign pointing the way to the town of Carefree, Arizona. He thought
I
it would
retire
make,
there.
That sounds like a good plan, right? That sounds like the retirement town, USA. He thought it would make a good title for a song, so he wrote it down and later turned it into a hit record. Now, between taxes, inflation, and healthcare expenses, the question is, is it possible to have a carefree retirement, Mark and Clint? What's the truth?
Well, you kind of front-loaded that, didn't you? Taxes, inflation, healthcare expenses.
I know.
She's setting us up, Clint.
There is a lot to consider, is the whole idea. So how do we make these kinds of things work within what should be a happy place and time?
Retirement is a lot like a seesaw, where while they're working, everyone wants the high returns that they got, but they also want the other side of the seesaw, where they also want all of the security that they need during their retirement.
Right.
So when we meet with people, we try to meet that middle ground of where they can get those returns that they're comfortable with, but they also have the security that they're comfortable with. Because everybody worries about where the money will come from when they retire and how long the money will last. So when we sit down and meet with you, we'll talk through that with you and discuss where the money is coming from, where the money for taxes and will be going and things like that, but also where your money, where you can still be accumulating money so that way you can continue to grow your nest egg. And so you can go out and enjoy those carefree trips to Hawaii or those road trips in the motorhomes that everybody loves and that your families can enjoy with you. And it will be right in front of you in black and white. So that way you can go over it. That way everyone's comfortable with it. But also we don't just meet with you and it's one and done. We continue to meet with you throughout the year. We check up on you to make sure the money is still coming in, things are still going well, because we don't want to have our relationship just be a one meeting. We like to think of you as part of our family, and we want to continue to make sure that you're doing well.
The whole idea of this carefree future, it sounds great, but just like Clint was saying, it's more than just a one-and-done plan. It's about an effort. Mark and Clint, they are here to work with you to and through the years of retirement. And when it comes to how that retirement is going to look for you and your future, that, of course, changes and varies person to person. Success, it looks different to each of us. So the idea of what it means to retire retire rich also means something different to each of us. So before we go on to the next subject, Mark, I just wanted to ask you quickly to take a moment and explain why we call this show Retire Rich Today and what your definition of that means.
Yeah, my definition of what it means to retire rich is that you have more than enough assets that will generate income to last a lifetime, and you have no debt. If you have no debt, it doesn't really cost that much money to live. Imagine for a moment if you didn't have a house payment, a car payment, no debts whatsoever. You could use that money to travel and enjoy life and really get out there and enjoy your retirement years. And that's what we help our clients do. We help them get out of debt and set up accounts that'll provide them income guaranteed to last their lifetime so that they can really enjoy those retirement years. They'll be rich in spirit, be rich in good health, rich in family, rich in friends, rich in all aspects of their life. It's not just about money, although money is important, and that's why we help them set up a financial plan to meet their financial needs during their retirement years.
And helping you get to those goals. It's what we love to do here on this show every week. And again, though, that looks different for all of us. But I think one thing that we can all agree on is it really comes down to quality. And recently, a professor at the American College of Financial Services said that the quality of your retirement depends in large part on the returns you earn in the first 5 to 10 years after you leave the workforce. But what happens if those first years coincide with a downturn in the market, that looming recession everybody keeps talking about? How do we plan and work around that?
Yeah, if that happens, it can be financially devastating for a lot of people. Imagine if you were going to retire and it's 2008 and suddenly you're ready to pull the trigger and you've got your, you know, $1 million or $500,000, whatever you've accumulated, and you're ready to go. And suddenly the market drops almost 40% overnight and over a very short period of time. Suddenly you've lost several $100,000. It's very difficult. Or if you're taking money out of your account during retirement and you retired that year and you're withdrawing, let's say 5% a year or 4%, the market drops 30 or 40, you're down 45% initially in the first year.
Right.
It's very, very difficult. Yeah, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to recover from that scenario when you have huge losses in the first 5 years, as they talked about in this article. How you avoid that, as you get closer to retirement age, you scale back the risk, you shift out of stocks and into something more secure like bonds. We like annuities, indexed annuities, much better than bonds because they're stable and they're guaranteed. The principal doesn't fluctuate. Bonds, if interest rates go up, the value of those bonds is going to drop. So we're a little hesitant sometimes on using a large portion of bonds. We like the index annuities much better to protect the asset and provide income that will be guaranteed to last a lifetime. You need some sort of a base income set up so that you can withstand those huge stock market swings in the first several years that you retire. If you retired in a bull market, there's no problem whatsoever leaving your money in the stocks.
Right.
But if you retire in a sideways or bear market, you could quickly run out of money. We've seen that happen to people where they've basically run out of money in 10 to 12 years because they had huge losses in the first several years of retirement. Don't let that happen to your retirement account.
Don't let that happen is what Mark and Clint are here to help you work on, coming up with a plan. And I think that it's interesting. You just said 2008 while we were talking, while you were talking, I did the math in my head. Can you believe that was 11 years ago? It seems like it was just yesterday. I know for some of the clients that you worked with that lost so much in that moment of recession in 2008, this bull run, while it should be a space of happiness and confidence for a lot of us, it definitely creates some nervousness for those who are planning their nearing retirement. So in the way of making sure that you're doing the right things so that you won't suffer big losses, that you can rest easier at night, feeling financially secure, that's what Mark and Clint are here to help you do. 801-839-4939 is the number that you can call and speak to them directly to find out more about getting started on that plan. In the meantime, something that's an interesting subject that I wanted to ask you guys about before we wrap up the show today is the idea of advisors and commission versus fee-based, because we talk a lot about the importance of sitting down with the fiduciary to come up with the plans for your financial future. So when the time comes to meet with a financial advisor, there are lots to choose from. Some are commission-based, others are fee-based, but which is better is the common question. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger weighs in on it.
Fee-based seems to be a more straightforward methodology, so it can be based on the amount of money that they're managing for you. It could be an
like
hourly.
Like 1% or
2%. Yes, 1% or a half a percent. And a commission is just that, a transaction-based relationship. It doesn't mean the person's bad if you get paid a commission.
What do you think?
I like fee-based because I think it's a cleaner model. That's the base. That's my feeling. It doesn't mean, again, commission-based people aren't bad people, but it's easier to understand the model for the consumer.
So what are your thoughts on this? First off, I guess I should say, are you fee or commission based?
We are both.
Okay.
It doesn't matter to us if it's a fee or a commission. We get paid one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
We're not a charitable organization.
Right.
although we do a lot of things for free for our clients. When we sit down and meet with them, we don't charge anything at all. We don't charge any fees. We don't charge any commissions. We come up with a financial plan. Some companies charge for a financial plan.
It can be very expensive, that first initial plan.
They charge $1,000, $1,500 to do what we do for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we don't charge anything for that because we think that's our obligation to come back with recommendations. Then they're free to take those recommendations and go wherever they want. We hope they become a client, of course. That's what we're in the business to do, is provide financial advice. And most people we meet with do become clients, but they're under no obligation to do that. But as far as a fee versus commission, I've heard this debate for decades.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of ironic because one way or another, the advisor is going to get paid. We can do either one. We have no preference. If someone wants to do completely fee-based, we can do that. If they want to do completely commission-based, which is basically where the companies pay us directly, we can do that. We have no preference. We are fiduciaries. We will act and do what is in your best interest one way or the other. Doesn't matter to us.
And that's one of the biggest things that people, it's usually the husbands, because we usually get the call from the wives. They come and meet with us,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to meet with us because lots of financial planners do have a bad rap of they're kind of shady with their dealings and people don't know where they're making the money. But we're not going to be pushy about it. We will let you know up front how it's going to be. And like what Mark said, we work with you and what you would like to do. And we're not going to be pushy about it. We're here to help you. And if you decide to go with us, that is wonderful. We will help you and continue to help you. And if you find that you have a better option somewhere else, or you're not interested in financial planning at this time, that's okay. You can take what we've given you and save it for the future, some other times. That way it's just in your mind and you can think back on that.
We're just the opposite of the timeshare salespeople. Not to knock timeshares, because I own timeshares. I love timeshares. But sometimes they're a little overzealous, shall I say?
Yeah.
You got to buy today. You got to buy today.
Yeah.
You know, it's only good in the next 24 hours. We're just the opposite. We come back and say, this is what we recommend. And we educate people and show them in black and white how it works. Our fees, when we do our fee-based, are normally much less than the competition here in the state of Utah. So that's something that we can really help you with, is lowering your fees and increasing your real returns. That's our goal.
And that's usually when the husbands light up during the meeting, is that they see that we're not pushy, that they do see in black and white where our fees are and that they're lower than the usual companies. So then we really do tailor our approach to what you need in your situation.
Yeah, we had a husband and wife call us just recently on a TV show that we were on, and they came in. And he was very hesitant at first, and she was ready to go forward on many different aspects.
Right.
And so we explained to him how we worked and how we're set up. And we put his mind at ease. There's no cost, just a visit, because I think he was looking at his watch.
Right.
How much is this costing me?
Yeah.
We're meeting with an attorney. This is costing me $100
an
hour.
Right.
So we put his mind at ease, and then we come back with a recommendation and say, there's no cost next time we meet either. And if you want to implement our plans, great. We would love to work with you. If you don't, that's fine too. You know, you're free to do whatever you want. We work for you. Too many brokers mm-hmm. and advisors in this industry act like it's their money. You know, it's my book of business. It's not. It's your money. You do what you want, and we will help you implement your goals and objectives, your plans.
801-839-4939. We've actually got a copy of Mark's book. It's a great way, I guess, to introduce yourself to Mark and Clint by reading the book, The 10 Essential Steps for Your Successful Retirement. So if you would like a free copy of that book, 801-839-4939. We're going to send that to you. And actually, Mark is personally answering your phone call. So while you're on the phone with him, you can ask him some of those initial questions. Tell him how to send that book to you and set up an initial appointment to meet with him and Clint personally so they can continue to answer your questions, chat about your goals, and get to work developing that financial plan specific to those goals. All complimentary to you today. 801-839-4939 for your copy of Mark's book and to plan a meeting with him and Clint. Guys, that's all the time we have today. But as always, thank you for this helpful information.
Our pleasure.
Yes, thank you so much. Always great talking with you.
We are an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of financial and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Mark Cadell is an investment advisor representative of Cadell Investments LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendations to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Mark Cadell is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Please consult with your attorney, accountant, and or tax advisor for advice concerning your particular circumstances. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Insurance licensed in Utah, number 44601.